Mishnah says Nikdam Reisha is going to be pasul. Zog Tosfos. Why does it mean Nikdam Reisha? Lechara Mayri B'shei Olam and Sain Yotzim Reisha Shidra. Tosfos one says going on the two Olam and Sain which go from the Reisha Shidra. In fact, Tosfos, the Gemara's Ashaya Shimon Levi says Nikdam Tumah is going to be pasul. If even Nikdam is going to be pasul, Kol Shkei Nidla. What's the whole Shaya by Nidla is going to be pasul? Not if Nikdam is going to be pasul, for sure Nidla is going to be pasul. Same for Tosfos, one Taret Tzoklim, Nikdam Reishim Ayah Roiv Elyonim. The first Taret Tosfos is that, what's the Chilk Nechilkai? Nikdam, Nikdam is Dafke Roiv Elyonim Memsoyah, Roiv Elyonim. Sorry, Roiv Elyonim will be Nikdam, and it's only going to be pasul if, look at them, Roiv, our Nikdam, it's not Roiv Elyonim, it's going to be Kashim, Meshinkai, Nidla, Tumah, time we're done, could be Roiv Elyonim, will be Nikdam. But meanwhile, we're doing okay. But it has to be Roiv. If it's not going to be Roiv, it's going to be okay, Meshach Nitzum is only going by the mill. Inami, Itzikle Yishuv Ben Levi, Shmin Nidla Sadek, Amina Chashuv Hadar Tvei Minikdam. That you might think that Nidla is more Hadar than Nikdam. That you might think that Nidla, you might think is more Hadar than Nikdam. You know, just, if it's not there, it's one thing if it's missing, but if it's there and it's not nice, that's bad. So if it's there, then it's a chesaron. Meshenkein, if it's not there, there's a tzad to say that it's going to be kosher. That's a shuv and levi's kiddush. Now, according to the second tarets of Tosfos, where is Nikdam, according to this tarets? Where's the Nikdam going to be?
What
do you say? According to that, this test, it could be even the middle one. You know, the first test is Balak Kakasha, I Nilatumis. Tarot says you have to say that Nilatumis is the middle one and Nikdam is on Roiv. Second test doesn't have to go on to that, so therefore it could even be in the middle. Third Tarot says Nam Nilach Tumis is talking about one of them is gone. The Nikdam has to be Shteyim. It's like the Shteyim Tosfos says that Nikdam is only going to be both of them. Mashengim is Nech, Mashengim Nitlium, it's even going to be by one of them. Now, one thing which seems to be from the second Tarets of Tosfos, what's Tosfos' Chiddush? Now, if Shmuel is saying Chiddush, you might think that Nitla, you might think, is more Hadar than Nikdam. It's Mashmuel, what's the Bipsol of Nitla and what's the Bipsol of Nikdam? What's the Bipsol?
Hadar.
It's the Bipsol Hadar. So from over here, Kiva Eger is Ma'ira on the Magen Avraham that by Nechalek Tiumis, the Magen Avraham says, what's the Paslis? He says, it's Paslis L'Kiyach HaTamah. Therefore, it's Mikrash of Shayamim. Chayim Pasek Mishabur, it's Sif Katan. Yud Zayin, that it's L'Kiyach HaTamah, if it's Mikrash of Shayamim. Kivegas Mori from this place is saying it's Nikdam. It's a psal hadar. It's psal hadar. It's mipasal all 7 days. But I'll combine them with three truths in the tesis. Now the shayla first do the tesis and argue with other truths and arguing there, and he's nafkin alach. The first tesis says that Nikdam is nafkin in the case of roiv of the olin. According to that, there's really no such is there any concept of tiumis? Lavdafka. It's lavdafka. According to the second tesis of tesis. About the Nikdam is going to Tumas Alain, just as a Kiddush, that Nidla you might think is more Hadar, Kamashna it's not more Hadar. Third Tais, Taisus Mechash does that by Nikdam is only possible of Shteyam, Mashenkain, if Nikdam one of them is possible, is going to be Kasher. According to the first and second Tais of Taisus, do you have a right to this to say that Nikdam one of them is going to be Kasher? You won't have any right. It's only going to third Tais. We had a Kash, we had a problem. Based on that problem, I have to come and say it was one of these tortsin. You can say it has to be Roiv, Nidla is the middle. You can say the third tower is Nikdam's both, Nechaka is not. And it's Lav Davka that the various tortsin hold of each other. Fine, so how do we paskin? The Chabar paskins like the first tower. So Tosfos, Nikdam, Roish, Nidla, Roiv, Olin, Al-Yoinam, and it's going to be Pasim. That's the psyche of the Chabar. Have Roiv them, have a Nikdam, it's going to be possible. Ramah comes along and says, and Nikdam, all the Al-Yanam Sayyid, that's true, it's going to be possible. It comes along with Ramah and says that the top Hellion is going to be, on the Shidur is going to be possible. So the first shayla is there machlekes going on over here? And if there's machlekes, does the Rambam hold the Mechaber? Does the Mechaber hold of the Rambam? So the Berachim is down three Malachim, how to learn the Mechaber Rambam. First Malachim is down the Bachtaz and the Goin, Kainz and Lavush, is that the first Mechaber holds that Rav Olam means, let's say, 25 Olam over here, 13 are Nikdam or Apostle. That's the Shidus of Mechaber. I'm fine. Gvarim and Shidra. Apologize. So anything which is above the Shidra, all those which are above the Shidra. What? No, not two or three. Rav of the Olam Elyonim, wherever they are. Those are going to be Apostle. And
that's a bad example.
The Bach Taz and Gain said that if you have Rav of the Mispah Allah Yadim, which are on top of the Shidra, that's going to be Rajalul, that's going to be possible. According to this Tarot, it says no Mila of the middle one itself. There's no Mila of middle ones. Doesn't make any difference. And the Ramah is Michailuk. Ramah is saying that we do care about this. According to this, Mechabro is no Mila of what we call the Tumas being Nikdam. Le Mala Vilay Mayrid, Mashenkin, according to the Ramah, there is such a thing, and it's coming out as Machlikis. Which the Ma'ira a little bit on this Mahalik that why in the Ramah being down Yeshem or Yeshchalik, he doesn't say that. He seems just says his opinion. He doesn't really say that anyone's Chalik. Doesn't sound so much like his Mahalik. But the Ma'ira says, Roy Bakrim is out. They go, Makabo is no Mila of the Tumas, or Ramah is there would be a Mila of the Tumas. Now, even in the Ramah, which says a Mila of Tumas, will be a Lacha Roy of Alam Apostle. Rather, it'll be possible. It's just going to be Moisif it's going to be Moisif on the Mechaber that. We all, the middle one has the din of like the Rosh Chitim Shavuot, the Shach Chitim Esrig, and that's gonna pass. Avad is masking if Rav Reisha, that's called the Reisha. Avad is masking Rav Mispah Yoinim is going to be possible. Avad is going masking that it's going to be possible. That's the first Malach. The second Malach comes down from the Ma'ar Mordechai Nashalom. They say that which the Shulchan Aruch says the Olam Yoinim means the two Olam Yoinim. It's similar to the Goinim, right? The Goinim is the two top ones, that's going to say the Shidra. Those two, our nikdam is going to be possible. What does it mean, rave? According to that, it's going to first malach. Rave means count all the other mayanim, and you have rave of that. According to the second malach, which thing just means the top two, so how do you have rave? You can't have rave of two. Because rave means rave this way. If it's rave cut off, then it's going to be possible.
Rave down.
Rave down. Then you the gamri das beliter. I'm over to only the gamri like the beliter. Eladai kishim rubon. Avagam mechaber, the mechaber is moed the mamalim shleishas kol meluv. Mechaber va to be masking to the Ramah that if you have the middle one, that's going to be possible. As according to this mahalach, it means the two middle ones. That's what it means. Rav means this way. This rav nikdam is going to be possible. This mi nikdam is going to be kasher. But a vada the mechaber comes along Ramah and says, I have another chesu. Let's say you don't have two. Let's say you have three, or you just have one. So nikdam is the middle one. As according to this Mahalach, everyone agrees to the concept of the Shidra. Everyone agrees that the middle one is going to be possible. They're just saying two different cases. Machab is saying a case, you have two. When you have two, you have to have Rav of it that way. Mashenkin, according to the Ramazi Moisim, another case, and saying that if you have the middle one, then that's going to be possible. As it comes out, they're not really arguing. One second. Yeah, I forgot to mention the first Mahalach. They say, what was the first Mahalach? What does Rav mean? It means Rav of these. How much has to be Nikdam when you have Rav of the Olam? A Mashu is a Talian Rav. So Levush says that this year is going to be a Kol Shul. Why is it a Kol Shul? Just like we said at the Rosh Shalul, go, Kol Shul, so to be is going to be a Kol Shul. Berach says that's a Pelagadol, because Kol Shul only passes when you're dealing with the Tumas, so that's like the Chaitim, therefore there's a concept of Kol Shul. Once you're dealing with the Rav of the Olam Elyonim, says that there's no Sheikhas to being Kol Shul. Over there, avada is not going to be. It's going to be rave. Let's go to high time. Any possible kosher would gamay morchev hakvela. This is that kosher is only counts when you deal with the middle one. You're dealing with the rave or the alamelyanim over there. It doesn't make sense to say shir kosher, and it's only going to be possible if it's going to be rave of it. One last mahalach of the welcome example. The Pirim Gadim, the Pirim Gadim learns that it's talking about that if you have the mechaber is learning the nikta rishon and the nikta rave alamelyanim, but it's talking about you take the top three. Top three rave alayinim. If rave of those apostles is two out of three anikdom, then it's going to be apostle. That's what it means. If you take top three, two out of three apostles, then it's going to be apostle. But Vada, you'd also be masking with Ramah if you only have one, that if the middle one is apostle, if it's called Ba'achasam, even the Kavar is going to be masking. And he's also learning his own machalikas. First one says if it ends with three, you go two out of three, and Ramah says if it doesn't end in three, you go with one. And that's the Belacha Tain is. If you look at that Gemara, she says that whenever you have three, the middle one's going to be. It's not going to be three. The middle one's going to be. If you have two, you can have two other curve. When you have three, it's always going to be the middle one. So therefore he says, look at that Gemara, it doesn't sound like the Prima Gadim. It's like one of them. We have three Mahalchim had to learn the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Pasuk Pshat, the way Rav Akronim learns, Rav only on means the what? Rav this way. That's Mechaber means. How much has to be possible? Mishru means that it's not a Mashu. He always doesn't make sense. Mashu has to be. Also, rave, because mashu doesn't make sense. Ramaz come along and say it to Yumas. That's the more classical mahalach. And my Mordechai wants to know machlekes. His raya shtickle is the fact that it doesn't say v'yeshemim. Sounds like that's not a machlekes. And my what's the case? The case is that. What's the case? The case is that you have two tumasim. If it's rave this way, then it's going to be possible. That's what the Mechaber is saying. And Ramah's come along and telling you that nikta malayin, that the if he ends with one, then one's gonna be possible. That's a Mayan word. No, he's adding on. If ends with two, then you need two. If ends with one, then it's gonna be one. No, the Mechaber, the second Malach is a two tumas and you go two, that's what the Mechaber says. And Roy means this way. Ramah comes along, you have one. It's not like this. It has two. Ends with one. It ends with one. Doesn't.
One would impossible.
No, if it one and if it ends with two, you go right over the two. If it ends with one, you go right over the one.
According to Pima Gadim, you have some loser.
And according to Pima Gadim, who learns that if it's three, you go bust a right over the three, and if it doesn't end three, you go with one. That, that's the other way to learn, and that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like so much that the three turns into two. How come not to be passing? So Mechaber says Rav Olin, the Ramah says Alam Sayi. Dafke like Achav Barchan Lav. Zok the Ramah, this whole thing in Nikdam is only if there's another one. If there's no other one, then you're able to make a bracha. What's the reason why? What's it going on? So the Rabbi says that the Ramah is going with, we're going to Malach the Bachtaz and Bachan the Goin, they're going on the middle one, that you can be Mekel. Why can we Mekel? Because Lachav. According to the first Shad of Taisis, what's Rav? Right this way, so the middle thing is the middle thing. Even if it is, therefore, that's one serious. So you have a lot of Yishayim, the Chalal don't hold of it. Even if it's Nikdam, this is Shita Saravid, which says Nikdam is Dafa, goes all the way down, has to go into the Shedra. Stamming the Olim, the Chalal, there's no such thing. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying, the Ramah is saying that if you have nothing else, we're going to make it for the Shidra. But if you don't have anything else, then the matter, you could be Mekel. You can even make a brach on it. There's a discussion off that you're able to go ahead and make a brach on it. Okay, Lamaitzah, so we're Machmer for the Ramah, that we go bust the Olam Sa'i. We're also Machmer Kipshute for the Chiddush of the Rif and the Ravid, that a Mashu is going to be possible. It's like Rosh Hashanah, and therefore Mashu is going to be possible. There's a big shadow comes to Nikdam like this. So Mashu and Nikdam is possible. So, first we start with a lot of times the Lulav has a little kites at the end. It finishes off, and then there's like a little like brown thing kites at the end. If that's Nikdam, is that going to be possible or not? So the Chazon Ish says that's not that. It's a little kites, it's called a little like thorn. And those ends, there's a little like brown thing sticking out of it, because Mamshach Mor, or even though this one doesn't have it, this one does not have it. Sometimes it ends, sometimes there's a little crease, a little thing sticking up. Chazon says that's not a chiddush lulav. If that splits, then, I mean, that gets nicked on, that's not going to be a chesaron. and that's not going to be that's not going to be a problem. That's shidra. Sorry, that's olam. Stam the case at the top is not going to be a problem. So fine. And the real big shaila is that in terms of nikdam is how closely do you have to look, and also how do you look. So in terms of how do you look, there's a certain siman that have a little. If it comes to a little bit of a guma, on a little bit of a hole, they come to the top, they get a little bit of a hole. They have it over here. It goes in like that. They know it's not nicked up. It comes like a little bit of a.
Why not?
That's a mesia. It's a mesia like a thing. So I'll show you in the picture book how it looks exactly. Okay, in terms of how close you have to look, this is a very, very big vikuach. The passage is what passages are we talking about over here? What's passages are we handling? Why nicked up passel? Stomach, tastes other, and muscles other, right? Now we deal with hadar. We mentioned it many times in the past. The Magen Avraham bringing it down from the Kriyat and others that when you're dealing with something like hadar, the Yisachak and the Kichatam and hadar. The Kichatam is something that has to be shalom. If you have to, if it's not shalom, it's a problem. If we have to be very close, when we're dealing with the hadar, it's only a problem if you see it in a very normal eifin. If you don't see it in a regular eifin, then it's not going to be considered a sol hadar. Therefore, the fees that should come out, nikdam's only possible is very, very noticeable if you go to Zach Heshman. That's very, very noticeable. If it's not very noticeable, then it's that. Then it's. What? Basically, every nikdam command is going to be kosher, and if it's looking at it, it's not going to be a problem. I think there's Scheinberg. Scheinberg is very, very macro nikdam. That's a good chalakim of the long side nikdam. The shayla is my high, what's the pshat? So the Kriyak is to come to Zayin says that Nikdam is possible, a field of Mashu, a Makab of Ridfan Ran. Yesh Zar Zaharbe. You have to look at it to be very, very careful and check it to make sure that's not going in Nikdam Mashu. So Shail, what's the Pshan of Kriyak? We have to check it very closely. It's a regular Psli Hadar. Psli Hadar should not be so much of an issue as long as you don't see it. So this is where the Kriyak starts off. So some want to say that it just means when you be careful, check. You're not saying that you have to look at it very closely. It means just check it, look at it, and it doesn't really mean anything. Nevada, Psule, Nikdam, or Tali. If you see it, and if you can't see it, then it's not going to be a problem. Some want to say that Yish L'chalik in Esrig and Lulav. Why? Esrig, where do you hold the Esrig? Go down here. So the distance we're going to pass it is from where you hold it, which is going to be pretty far. The lulav is much closer to you, right? Yeah, but it's further down. So you're looking, you have to look down and down. The lulav, depending on what that lulav is, but if you get such a big, very big lulav, so maybe it's a little bit closer. Some say that. Okay, but it's not the... Yeah. Okay, so shoot that one down. Okay, we'll try it. Okay. No, it's weird, right? I'm saying it's weird. Okay. No, how big is the lulav? What size is the lulav? Is up to like that? To like that? It's definitely weird. Okay, that's what I'm saying. There's another plan to say that maybe yesh lechalek. Now, this is a lamda shechalek. Yesh lechalek between lulav and the different types of psili hadar. There's psili hadar like a dot. So what's the problem? What type of hadar? Certain hadar that is. It looks ugly. Ugly is okay. How you look at it? How careful you look at it, right? Things like very careful, then okay. But if you don't notice it, nothing, then it's not because it's ugly. Over here, what's the chesaron in nikdam? Why isn't that hadar? My bayab is that. What I say? It's missing. So if the lundus is that it's the chesaron other is that you don't have a davar shalim, so there you can hear that if it's really not shalim, that's not really hadar. And lav davka, we tell you 100% haunting. Lav davka. Yeah, it's all so harder that the chisarn is not harder because it's missing in the chavsa. Then you could hear, you could look at it a little bit more closely. So could be that's the mahalach of Sharmeg. But that is, yeah, that is absol. It's absol of that the chavsa is not shalom, and therefore he's very, very makbar on mikdash. What's more mukubal is what?
Nobody ever asked him?
No, maybe they did. Yeah, I don't know. He's a little bit older than me, right? Hold on a second. So what's more mukubali is that it's that you hold it from a somewhat of a distance. If you see a reisa, then you have to get it closer. There's something is nearly nine. It looks like there's some type of race over there. It looks like someone nicked them. You're not sure. You can't tell. Then you have to go out and look at it closely. If you don't see anything, well, if it's not, so the fact is nearly Naim is totally in somebody who knows what they're looking for. Like, if you just because you don't know what things look like, I don't know if that's somewhat, I don't know if that would be says so much of a judgment, which you could, okay, we could debate that. But look at it somewhat closely. If you look at it, notice the race, then you have to look at it closely. In terms of using a magnifying glass, the magnifying glass is only if you're not sure. If you're not sure, so you could use a magnifying glass to verify what you're seeing. A lot of Batsim, there's no halacha per se that one has to look at a magnifying glass. Now, in terms of nikdam, if you have two reishim and one of them are nikdam, what's going to be halacha? So, what's stated in Taisus? Taisus is a what?
Two
of them.
One of the answers.
Taisus says that, third Taisus of Taisus, you have two and one of them are nikdam, what's the halacha?
Kasha.
That's what he's saying. Nachlaka. Nidl. 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 The two of them one break off, Efsher is going to be kosher. Efsher. Doesn't sound so convincing. I have to perish a Taisvis. So the answer is, the reason why it's not so clear is because two Taisvis have shot them. The Goyin said that the Mechaber Hall, they're passing the first Taisvis of Taisvis, right? They're going to the first Taisvis, you don't have third Taisvis, you have the third Taisvis of Deichik. There goes like the first Taisvis, they're going to come out. That Lav Dafke you have any Heter of. What do you say? Right, okay. I'm saying, but this can't, no, we don't have this, you know, this Chiddush. Are you saying maybe we have a second Teretz? Different Mishra is saying Efsher, you know, it's totally in the different Patrus and Matoits, and therefore it's going to be Efsher, and that's why he says Efsher. It's interesting. So it's very interesting over here. When it comes to Nikdam, he says Efsher is Kasher. Before, when he's handling. By Nechlaka, it's a kind of Zav, it's called Shiv Shay Zalam, each Ashlam Shame Tumis, Nechlaka Echman Possel. By Nechlaka, it's a kind of Zav, he says, if one of Nechlaka is going to be Possel. Which is very interesting. He's making, in the Mishra's world, Nikdam is Neutetur's Kasher. By Nechlaka, if one of his Nechlaka is going to be Possel. Chanesh Meyer, like Manashak, like, if, why, you know, why should be different? What's the difference between Nechlaka and Nechlaka? If Nikdam is Bikasha, Nechlaka is Bikasha. Is it possible? Is it possible? Why should it be such a difference? The Bikri Yaakov wants to learn this like this. That the Pshad is when you have two, the Pshad is when the two, so then the Pshad is the two get it done of one. So therefore what? If you're dealing with Nechlaka, if you have one which is Nechlaka, what's the halacha? It's possible. So therefore that's why before you paskins, if you have two, and one of them are nechlaka, it's going to be possible because two are together than one, it's like one being nechlaka. Mashenkin, we're dealing with nikdams, like Rabbi Yaakov, even if it overcomes one, but he wants to say that maybe a chelik of its kasher. Being that a chelik of its kasher, it's not going to be nikdam. So, no, we've done the whole thing as one. But a chelik is not nikdam. Being that a chelik is not nikdam. So therefore, he says that's the reason why, that's the reason chelik, the nikdam and nechlaka. Now, okay, now this is very not posh. This sounds like this. Let's go one step before it. If you have nikdam, if you have one Allah and one parsh nikdam, one parsh nikdam, what's the halacha? So the Kiyaka brings down from the base David, which first one says kasha. That's not going nikdam. Which would be a tremendous cooler, right? It'll come out that if you have two and one of them is why is it kasher? So Beis David says, "Lo yigor." When you have two, that's going to be kasher. When you have two, one of nekdam, Tais says it's kasher. So even if you have one, which has two parts to it, if half it gets cut off, it's still kasher. Because why is it worse? Are you the right? If you have two tumasim, what's the halacha? So Tais says it's kasher if one of them gets nekdam. Zak the Beis David. So too, if you have one tumas, and half is nekdam, the other half isn't, right? You have one tumas. And the left side is nikdam over here, and the right side is nak. It's supposed to be kosher. What's the difference? If I have two and one of the nikdam says kosher, so two, he says if I have two and one of the nikdam is going to be kosher, therefore the Beis David says that it's going to be kosher. Later on, the Beis David is chaser, and he writes that no, yesh lechalik. When you have two, you have one shalim. When you have one shalim, So therefore, it's going to be kasher. Vashenke, if one part's get nikdam, so it's called you have a chatzi, a half. And being they only have half, therefore he says that's going to be possible. So ma'aseh halacha ma'aseh, we're noting in lachmer that nikdam ma'aseh was a possible in the middle one, even if it's on one of, even if it's on one of the sides, the ma'aseh were ma'achmer that it's going to be possible. In terms of how close you have to look, we said you look at it from a regular normal distance. If there's no reis, it's going to be kasher. If there is a reis, then you have to look closely, and then it's going to pass.